sheet, not a blanket. Very colorful thing.
It's pretty.
All right, now one, would this be one you would sleep under?
You could.
You could. Mm-hmm. All right, is there something else that you might sleep under that's maybe women used to sew them by hand a great deal?
Quilt.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Now, is it as a quilt the kind of cover that's pieced together?
Yes, that's right.
And many different
patchwork.
Kinds. All right, now, what is a comfort or a comforter?
A comfort is a padding of a quilt and tacked.
It's tacked. Now, is it
heavier? It may be the whole piece, and it may be in different designs or color in it, but it's all one piece, and you tack it.
I see. The difference is that instead of being sewn, it's tacked.
That's right.
Is it also thicker?
Thicker.
Thicker. Is it heavier? A heavier cover?
No. A comfort is not too, if you think about a down's comfort, it's not too heavy, but it has a type of material that really gives warmth.
I see. Do you ever sleep in a bed on the floor? Do you ever put any covers down on the floor?
Floor pallets, we call them.
Do you ever sleep on one?
Yes, we children, we sleep on
them. Talking about land, where they plant things, flat, low-lying land along a stream is called? Maybe it's flooded in the spring and then they plow it later. Did you ever hear bottom
a cut,
land?
Bottom land, upper land, a cut. Them plow this cut over here.
What's a cut? I'm not
it's
sure.
A section of a land, and of the whole farm. They have one place over here they'll plow and say, I'm gonna plow that cut. That may be the low land or upper land or something like that.
I see.
So that's what that is.
All right, it's a section. It's according to size more. All right, low-lying grassland.
Meadow.
A place where the water stands all the time. Alright, talking about land where it stands all the time. You say that land is a regular?
Pond.
Alright. Along the sea, you might have a type of land.
The waterfront.
Uh-huh, but a type, according to the type of land, over in South Carolina and Georgia, they have the sea land, and they call them marshes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we have marshy land here.
Do you?
Near the river.
It's down near the river. Now, this be what would it look like? Would water be standing there all the time?
Sometimes water. Yes, water. Most times water.
And have reeds or
water lilies and weeds, type of grass, cattails, and all that stuff growing in that marshy land.
I see. What's the difference in a marsh and a swamp? In your
mind. In the swamp, you have trees.
Trees. It would be like a tree-grown marsh,
right.
Sort of. Would water stand in a swamp?
It does stand.
Have you ever been in a swamp over in Georgia?
No.
Okie Pinokie? I never have either. Someday I plan to.
I plan to go.
And it's so close to me, I think I should. Poor sandy soil is called, where it's not very good for planting.
I'm thinking we have loam.
Now, that's what I was thinking of. Is that sandy
soil?
No,
that's not sandy soil.
It's not,
that's really sandy soil. But the loam soil is a rich, kind of rich soil.
It is.
With some sand in it, but it's more or less a rich soil.
Okay, then loam in this area would be rich soil,
yeah,
rather than a poor soil.
Right.
All right. In order to drain the land, they dig. Usually they dig something to let the water drain off.
Called dredge ditches, gullies. No, not gullies. A dredge ditch.